I want you to know you're not alone if you've ever thought that like everybody has deserted you, abandoned you. And even if you felt like God has, right? Because there are things that we've been through, things that we don't understand. And pain hits us in this world like nothing else. And while I don't believe that God causes all of this pain, and I think that's another topic for another day, but there is something that is true despite our feelings. So if you've ever felt abandoned by God, or like everyone, even God is against you, then this episode is for you today. And we're going to talk about emotional healing, the feeling of abandonment, and just how to rethink how God sees us, especially when we feel like we're all alone. So whether you're out on a walk, in a car, sitting in your house, or doing some laundry with a kid on your hip, there is truth here. I want you to hear that his love and his promises, they look different when we're in our pain. And sometimes it's even hard to hear God's love in the midst of our pain because how could God love us if I'm in so much pain? And I get it. It's hard. It's hard to reconcile those two things, good and pain. God is so good, then why am I in so much pain? I know what it's like to have these feelings. And so I want you to know again, you're not alone. If you've ever felt like, okay, this is the time. I don't want to keep putting off what I'm feeling. I want to keep putting off my pain. I know that this year something has to change. I would love to come alongside you as your mental health coach, your trauma-informed coach, to come up with a plan to hear how you are feeling so that you don't have to continue to live in these feelings anymore. That there is truth and that there is light. But sometimes we have to carry both the pain and the goodness at the same time as we reconcile them. And sometimes that takes an outside perspective and somebody to come alongside of us to work through that. Go to jessicahoddle.com/mental health coaching. Book your free 20-minute consultation so that we can together talk about a plan, share what it is that you are going through and walking through, but most importantly, who you want to become. Hey, friend, do you want to overcome negative thoughts? Do you want to be able to discern whether it's your feelings telling you what to do or God? Are you praying for a mental breakthrough? I'm here to say that numbing out does not have to be your only option. Hard and bad things have happened in this world that need a safe space to be processed, and the church should be one of those places. And this podcast is one of those places. I'm Jessica Hoddle, a board-certified master mental health coach, author, and speaker. I help women overcome negative thought patterns to regain control of their lives. More importantly, I'm the big sister who is going to tell you the truth because I care. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about feelings, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll be talking about practical ways to take care of your emotional and mental health while never losing sight of God. We're also going to be talking about how to study your Bible so that you can grow a deeper relationship with God. So pull up a chair, join me at the table. Let's get to the bottom of what's holding you back. Have you ever felt like God was far away? I think I already asked you this question, right? Just, man, like you feel like he's abandoned you. And I know that many of my coaching clients have struggled with this thought. We often look at this God as like God A God and God B God. And we're afraid, like, if, am I going to get it wrong? Am I going to get it right? You know, if I get it wrong, is he going to hate me? Is he going to leave me? And if I get it right, then that means, oh, I did something good. He must love me. And it just makes life very overwhelming, right? Like when we think we have to live in this, like, people-pleasing mode with God. Because maybe you've been through that heartache, that loss, rejection, and perhaps it feels like things just aren't seeming to go up right now. And it's easy to wonder, where is God? Does he see me? Does he care? So I just want you to take a moment to consider, when was the last time that you felt abandoned by God? What was going on in your life? How did you feel during that time? Because sometimes when I start talking with my coaching clients, they'll say, well, I don't think God has left me. Like, I know that God is there. I know the truth. I know what scriptures says, but it's in their head and not in their heart. So I want you to think about, why did those feelings come up? What are these things that I'm believing about God that may not be true? Why is that? And has it been because of people, that people have left me? So what would make me believe that God wouldn't leave me? But when we think about the root of abandonment, the truth is, I think we all have moments when we feel like God has turned his back because things didn't go as planned. And we have to think, like, is that really the case? Because again, we look at it from our perspective often. And so we start to view God through the lens of our pain and when we're hurting. And it's really hard to see that bigger picture. I mean, we know it. It is hard. And oftentimes we see the bigger picture when we're already through it. And that's why we get that phrase, hindsight's 20/20. Like, we see real clearly when we have moved through some pain, some time has passed, we've been thinking, we've been getting help, we've been talking about it, we've been asking about it. Then we come back and go, oh, okay, I can see some things there. And we can be thankful for it. But some things we're not thankful for because they just don't make sense. So we may believe that God is absent, or he's uninterested in our pain. He's uninterested in our lives. And so sometimes we have to think, like, but what if God's silence is an abandonment? What if it's an invitation to grow in trust? When we experience pain, we often ask, why is this happening to me? Why is God allowing this? And I really think this depends on your view of sovereignty and a couple other views of why, you know, pain and suffering happen in this world, which I'm going to do another podcast episode on that. But it's in those moments, it's essential to remember that God's ways are not our ways. We see this in Isaiah, but we also see how his thoughts are not our thoughts. We see this throughout scripture. And so sometimes we have to say, like, have I considered that what I'm going through could be an opportunity for God to reveal a deeper layer of his love, even if I don't understand it? Now, what I want to be mindful and very clear when I said that is, I don't want you to think that God is causing you to suffer because he wants you to understand his love. That is not what I am saying at all. Sometimes things happen and the answer is, I don't know. Because we can have a base understanding of sin, evil, and how it came about, why it's happening. Again, I'm going to do another podcast episode on why do bad things happen to good people. So be on the lookout for that episode. But we also have to go back to spiritual maturity and that invitation to say, I don't think that you've caused this, but I'm hurting. It's important to acknowledge how we may be interpreting God's actions or that, like, seeming lack of them. Because if you're in a season of suffering, you may interpret God's silence as rejection. But scripture assures us that God's presence isn't contingent on our feelings or circumstances. Hebrews 13:5, he will never leave you or forsake you. I was actually just sharing my husband and I's testimony with one of my newer coaching clients. And I appreciated so much how honest she was with me, because one of her fears was that I was going to kind of, in a very nice way, shove scripture in her face through her pain. And I appreciated the honesty, because by the end of our conversation, she was very thankful to know that I wasn't a Christian mental health coach or trauma-informed coach that wasn't just going to say, well, here's a Bible verse for that. God has a purpose. Everything works out for his good. And I wanted to be very clear that that was not my goal. And she was very clear with me that scripture is triggering for her right now. And I said, okay. I said, it's okay. Does she still believe in God? Yes. Does she know all of the things? Yes. It's just she needs a little time through what she's experienced to separate a few things, to work through a few things. And so God can handle that. He can handle the pain and the frustration because she hasn't turned her back on him. She's just angry. She's upset. She's in pain. And so I'm not here to say, here's a Bible verse, but we can have different perspectives. And that is what I challenged my coaching client with that day. Just different perspectives. So think about a time when you felt closest to God. Was it during a season of comfort or through a difficult time? Because we can still feel his presence and his love in difficult times. But it's, again, it's kind of sifting through and sorting through these things, these feelings that we've gone through to differentiate between the people that have hurt me and my relationship with God. So we have to ask ourselves, what do you believe about God's presence when you're in pain? Do you associate God's closeness with your comfort? Or are you willing to trust in promises to be near even when you don't feel it? When you feel like people have abandoned you, even God, we are constantly questioning, where is he? Does he see me? When my husband and I were walking through some very, very hurtful things within the church and with some people in our life at the time, that it was hard to read scripture. I would show up, but I just didn't kind of want anything to do with it at that time. And when I was telling my coaching client part of this testimony of my own life, I said I would show up, I'd read it, but it wasn't like quote unquote doing anything for me. And then when I really got to the root of it, it was because I was angry. I was hurt. It wasn't because I didn't believe God or those things. It was just my pain was blurring me from seeing the truth. And so it's easy again for our pain to tell us everybody is against you, even God. Our pain will tell us that, but let's be honest too. I'm not going to not give credit where credit is due, is that the enemy will convince us to be alone, to stay alone, and he'll convince you to look for everything around you to prove to you that people don't love you. And this is just how some of our beliefs work, how our pain works, is we'll look for things to prove our point. I think if we're wanting to heal from these things, wanting to heal from abandonment, again, not going to cover everything. I think I say this in every episode, but I want us to be mindful. Like, this isn't a black and white. This isn't the end of anything. These are always just beginnings. I think the first step is just acknowledging the pain, because often I see this in my coaching practice. We avoid pain. We avoid it. I mean, I know. Who wants to really sit in uncomfortable feelings thinking, why could this person do that? Why this person say that? How could my parents not love me? This does not make sense. But we think if we avoid it, then, well, with a little bit of time, it's going to go away. But it doesn't, because emotional healing requires us to face the hurt, bring it before God, and just be honest. What would happen if you chose to lean into your pain instead of pushing it away or running from it? Like, this process doesn't happen overnight, but if anything, I just want us to be aware of this right now. I want us to be aware of, what are we carrying? What beliefs are we holding? How am I viewing God in all of this? Is my pain talking really loud, but I think that I'm ignoring it? I think just taking a moment to reflect, how do I think God sees me? How am I viewing God right now? Because the Bible reminds us that nothing can separate us from God's love, right? So that means you can have doubts, because we couldn't have faith without doubts. We might have fears, but scripture is clear about that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but the enemy is going to do his work. There's going to be feelings of abandonment because of the way that people have treated you on this world. You're not loved because of what you do or don't do. You are simply loved because of who he is. And so there's going to take this retraining, renewing, restoration of beginning to see yourself through God's eyes. If you're struggling just with feelings of abandonment or feeling like people are just against you, Just be honest with yourself first and foremost, and with God. You'd be surprised at how not honest you are with yourself or with God. But when we get honest, let's be aware of how we're talking about people, how we're talking about ourselves. And then honestly, that reveals what's going on in our hearts. I'm just going to say a prayer over us. Dear Heavenly Father, I just come before you today. I'm just bringing all the feelings of abandonment and pain that I carry. I confess that sometimes I struggle to see your presence when things aren't going the way I expect. Help me to trust in you, in your unfailing love, and your promises to never leave me. Help heal my heart. Show me the things of my heart and remind me that you were always with me, even in the darkest moments. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.